Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, your host, George Gonzalez. My guest today is John Stewie. John is the president and general manager of Molinos de Puerto Rico, a Conagra Mills entity. John, good day. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Jorge?
Very good. John and I met at a golf tournament that Conagra Molinos holds. And very nice. Rained out the first time. The second time was really, really nice. And I enjoyed hearing him and talking to him. Then I said, I'd like to have you on my program. And I thought maybe I'd like to sort of start different each time. And I thought I'd start with your experience as a football player at Kansas State. And you went to a junior college also and in high school. What did sports and something like football, what influence did it have in your development as a person, as a business person?
Well, I think every time I look back on the athletics that I was involved in, were involved in back in all the way back through high school, it was how was the team effect? How did it help me? As I moved along, and I think you realize that when you work as a team, there's a lot more things that you can get done. If you're trying to be individualistic, it just isn't going to work that well. And I've always felt that you're only as good as the people around you. So you have to help each other. You have to find out what the weaknesses are in each individual person, help them build up on those weaknesses. And then that overall makes your whole team strong in this. Same thing in business. If you've got a good, strong team, I still feel that you're going to get a lot farther than you are as an individual.
What position and how far did you get in football?
Oh, well, I was a defensive halfback, as I'd indicated. I'd played at a junior college, and I always, a lot of people, this dates me quite a bit, actually had played against Ronnie Springs, who had played with the Dallas Cowboys for many years, and he was at Coffeyville Junior College at the time. And so I always go back to some of the people we played against. Then I went on to Kansas State as a defensive halfback. And yes, in the Big Eight, we were not an extremely good team, but sure enjoyed playing against some of the good teams, yes.
Well, that was one of at that time, that was the best group of football schools at those days. Now you have Oregon and you have Washington, but at those days
Oklahoma's was, and Nebraska's, they were definitely there.
And what the Sooners went 47 games without losing?
Something like that.
Wow, I remember they were beyond belief.
Switzer days.
And for me, the defensive, I played football in high school and before in elementary school. The defensive halfback is a tough position because not only do you have to be quick and handle the passing and with all that dexterity that requires, but then you have to get these guys coming in open field tackling. And a Ronnie Springs is not an easy venture.
No, and obviously.
And they're coming fast at that moment. So
yes.
So when you tackle at that moment, the person's going full speed. I mean, there's no way you can do that tackle without it hurting like hell.
No, and like I always say, I saw more stars back then than anything else. But it was certainly
not good. Football stars, but actually those stars
those
from mom was going unconscious.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was an extremely good experience, and yes, you take those with you and you think back. And I watch collegiate football today, and it's stepped up a bit, but it's really interesting, and I think you learn a lot from it. And as long as you come out of it alive, you're in pretty good shape, and
yeah.
Take it with you.
It's funny because I played ice hockey, and I was a collegiate in ice hockey varsity and all, and people really consider ice hockey as very violent, and they say, wow, that's a really violent and tough sport, etc. But the fact is, and I tell them this is a story I've just said so often, it says ice hockey is really not that difficult. You come out of a nice hockey game feeling really quite well. You can get a puck in the mouth and all that, but that's very rare. But as a given day, you know, you can play hockey 2-3 days in a row. I mean, there's no problem with playing ice hockey the next day, and you feel perfectly well when you've come through a game. But football, that's another thing. I mean, there's no way you can go through a football game if you're out there, either a defensive back or a linebacker, or I was a halfback. The next day, you can barely move. And everything hurts from your nose to your toes. I mean, it just hurts like hell. And it's not until Wednesday. If you played Saturday, it's not until Wednesday that you're starting to feel okay. Then you have a little bit of a scrimmage. I don't know if you did in college. You have a little bit of a scrimmage. You hurt yourself a little bit there, too. Not bad, because they're your friends. But you hurt. And then you're in shape on Saturday.
Get ready to go again.
And there's no way you can play football 2 days in a row. I mean, you know, I mean, I guess you can, but you'd be killing yourself.
I guess I always say I'm lucky I have my knees today. So that's a lot of people don't make it that far, but it's
and,
a tough one.
And then you grew up in Kansas and public school system. Rural Kansas?
Yeah, pretty much rural
and,
Kansas.
And the public school system. And how you know, you've been how long in Puerto Rico now? Two different moments.
I always tell people I left the United States 26 years ago, and my first stint outside was here in Puerto Rico. I lived here twice for a total of 17 years.
You've had some experience. So I guess the question is, your public school experience in Kansas versus the educational system here in Puerto Rico. What is your take? How was that education in Kansas, and what did it cover that you think should be covered here in Puerto Rico?
Well, I think for one thing, the public school system, again, it's been many years since I've been back in the U.S., and all I can do is remember what it was like. I think I grew up in a very good community. The school was very well structured as a public school in western Kansas. I think the total enrollment at that time might have been, because it was a consolidation, of maybe 200 kids from sophomore or freshman through senior. The classes that were offered and so forth, when I look at what happens here in the public systems in Puerto Rico, you know, we had shop, we had drawing, we had home ec, we had driver's ed, we had many things that I think we took along with us to sharpen our skills, and you don't see a lot of that in the public school system here, which I think that could be used. And again, it's really how do you teach people to function within a society. And I think, you know, just straight education brings some good things, but you need lateral stuff that also helps. I mean, obviously the athletics that was available, and those are things that you pick and take with you, and each little bit of that gives you some experience to deal with a lot of things that you see today, and it's very applicable for me. I mean, whether I'm here or whether I'm in the U.S., there are just so many of those little bits and pieces that teach you how to function and teaches you what right and wrong is. And I've always said it. There's a lot of good things that come out here in Puerto Rico, but what is missing is truly some of the, some of the support that would help people to reflect on, and how would they apply it in a society that's extremely populated in a very small area.
Well, to take a case in point, you mentioned driver's education. You know, what did the driver's education course entail at your public school in order for you to get a license?
Well, we were required a full semester of driver's ed. Now, how you teach a full semester of driver's ed, I really don't remember. But we had simulators. We had common classroom work. We had a lot of in-the-field driving. It was a pretty well-structured program. But what it taught you was road etiquette. It taught you what to look for. It taught you that there was more around you than just what was in front of you. And so, you know, a full semester, people would say, well, that seems like a lot. But I think when you see the driving habits of other places, and you know, even specifically here in Puerto Rico, it would be useful.
Yeah, maybe besides the skills or the etiquette and the courtesy and what's called civic, civismo in Puerto Rico and in Spanish, but civics, and it's just all ingrained if you put these things together and they all come together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with John Louis and Stewie.
No problem.
I'm with John Stewie of Molinos de Puerto Rico. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.